from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. Hi, it's Chloe. September 11th. 10 in health, the one that made me reread the abstract, is at the top. Let's get into it. First, from Family Troubles. 7 myths about family, estrangement that need to die. I commonly hear the following myths in my work with estranged parents and adult children. Myth #1. Parents always know what they did. Sometimes they do. Sometimes they have a pretty good idea but disagree with the interpretation. And sometimes they genuinely don't know. Families can inhabit radically different versions of the same history, particularly when conflict has been building for years. Not knowing isn't proof of innocence, but it isn't proof of denial either. Next. Second, for Motherhood Musings. September's Live Q&A. Last night's Live Q&A was a hit, with a great mix of questions covering everything from parenting to personal routines. The session touched on curfews for teens, with insights on balancing bedtime responsibilities between parents. There was also a deep dive into education choices for kids, discussing the pros and cons of alternative versus mainstream schools, and how those decisions can influence family moves. Another interesting topic was how to handle disagreements in parenting styles, especially when it comes to school performance and safety concerns. The conversation also explored managing screen time and TV watching for kids, alongside the dynamics of sibling age gaps. Participants were curious about personal updates too, like the speaker's exercise routine in their 40s and how they navigate relationships with older children. The session wrapped up with reflections on maintaining couple connections amidst the chaos of family life and embracing personal identity after kids. It was a warm, engaging exchange filled with relatable moments. Up next, third from Kate Viller, why I visit my father's grave before the high holidays. I'm sharing what I learned about a family's yearly visit to a dad's grave before the high holidays, and why it matters to them. Instead of hiring perpetual care, they bring garden shears and trim the hedge themselves, turning the task into a quiet, hands-on tribute. The ritual echoes the dad's love of gardening. He taught them to nurture plants, so. And then, fourth from Kate Veller, blessings, rituals, and conversation starters for your Rosh Hashanah celebration. I've pulled together the bits that feel most useful if you're planning a Rosh Hashanah dinner and want a little extra meaning beyond the food. The article starts with a short, printable service. A candle, lighting blessing, the Shehi Tayanu for reaching this season, a thanks for the bread, and a prayer over the fruit. After each prayer, they suggest a simple question you can ask guests. What's given you light this year? What moment stood out? What sustained you? What made your day sweeter? Those prompts turn a routine toast into a gentle sharing circle. Everything is laid out in a free 16-page mini magazine that also includes menu ideas, a checklist for hosting, kid-friendly activities, and daycare tips. You can download it directly from the site. It's meant to be a practical, no-pressure toolkit rather than a prescriptive script. If you just want a quiet meal, the article says that's perfectly fine. But if you feel like adding a few intentional moments, the blessings and conversation starters give you a low-key way to invite reflection and connection without any heavy-handed ceremony. Wishing you a sweet, happy new year. Hope the guide makes your celebration feel both warm and meaningful. Next, fifth from Kay Veller. Season 3 of Nobody Wants This has a release date. Netflix just set October 22 as the drop date for Season 3 of Nobody Wants This. The show follows agnostic podcaster Joanne Kristen Bell and Rabbi Noah Adam Brody as they navigate love, faith, and a tentative. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow. Want this every morning? It's free. Set up your own feed at storyflow.com.